Message from Miss Audrey Azoulay, Director General of UNESCO, on the occasion of International Literacy Day, 8th September 2022, celebrated under the theme Transforming Literacy Learning Spaces. International Literacy Day provides opportunities to assess progress and spur momentum towards celebrating literacy as an essential human right that plays a fundamental role within our societies. Indeed, to quote the Brazilian intellectual and educator Paulo Freire, who dedicated much of his life to adult education, literacy should be, and I quote, the practice of freedom, the means by which men and women deal critically and creatively with reality and discover how to participate in the transformation of the world, end of quote. Together, we have achieved much in this field. In 1979, only 68% of the world's population knew how to read and write. In 2020, the figure had risen to 86.7%. Despite this progress, 771 million youngsters and adults around the world still do not possess basic literacy skills. 60% of these are girls and women. COVID-19 has exacerbated this issue. School closures and disruptions caused by the pandemic have likely driven up learning losses and dropouts. This is especially true among vulnerable populations. In response to this urgent situation, UNESCO and its member states are redoubling their efforts to ensure that progress made in recent decades is not reversed, but reinforced. For example, on the crucial topic of adult education, UNESCO member states have renewed their commitment to literacy this year through the adoption of the Marrakesh Framework for Action. This recognizes adult learning and education as a core driver for all the Sustainable Development Goals. Moreover, in June, UNESCO hosted a pre-summit to pave the way for the Transforming Education Summit to be convened by the United Nations Secretary General this September in New York. The pre-summit brought together more than 150 education ministers to reaffirm that tomorrow's education must be inclusive and focused on the most vulnerable, giving them not only basic skills, but also keys to navigate the contemporary world. The pre-summit reaffirmed the importance of a new form of literacy, digital literacy, as an essential tool for lifelong learning. To achieve these objectives, UNESCO member states emphasized the need for more investment in education and increased international aid, along with more open, free, and high-quality educational resources. Through the celebration of International Literacy Day, UNESCO calls on all actors in the field of education and beyond to rethink the role of literacy. Happy International Literacy Day. I thank you.